The officer that detained and grabbed Tyreek Hill was placed on leave after the incident. Check it out.
Get out. What part of law don't you understand? Hey, Drew, I'm getting arrested, Drew. I'm getting arrested.
It's the video making headlines across the country after police released the body cam video showing the moment Tyreek Hill is detained outside of Hard Rock Stadium. And tonight, they've also released the name of one of those officers.
Yeah, we're also learning more about the citation Hill received. NBC6 reporter Laura Rodriguez continues to follow the story. She joins us from MDPD headquarters with more reaction.
We've learned the officer placed on administrative duty is a 27-year police veteran. Now, we also spoke to a retired deputy police chief who believes ego got in the way on both sides.
I can't run. Okay. I'm not going to run, bro.
Miami-Dade police say the officer who brought Dolphins player Tyreek Hill to the ground after a traffic stop is Danny Torres. The 27-year police veteran was placed on administrative duty within hours of the incident captured on officer body-worn cameras.
Keep it down. Hey! Keep your window down.
Sunday morning, Miami-Dade officers with the motor unit pulled over Dolphins player Tyreek Hill. The dispute began over Hill's car window.
When you got tinted windows like that, that draws alarm to a police officer because that wouldn't be normal behavior. Why would you roll your windows up when a police officer is trying to talk to you? So that would draw some suspicion.
But it's what happened next that retired Deputy Chief Richard Morris disagrees with.
Get out! Get out.
What's the reason? You have control of them. And, why are you going to take an escalation in force when you've got control? I didn't see a threat there during the video.
Tyreek Hill was cited for careless driving and for not wearing a seatbelt. The ticket says he was speeding. Police estimate 60 miles per hour in an area of high traffic with pedestrians and vehicles. Attorneys for Officer Danny Torres released a statement that says in part, while we believe the decision to place our client on leave was premature, we respect Director Daniel's call for a thorough review of the incident involving Mr. Tyreek Hill, a stance we fully support.
One problem complicated another problem. And the second problem, obviously, was way escalated. And that's where I think you're going to see violations of policy procedure.
The retired deputy chief you just heard from says all of the officers will likely be part of this internal affairs investigation, not just Officer Torres. He says consequences for these officers can include mandatory training, suspension, or termination, among other situations.
So the officer was placed on leave. I'm assuming it's a paid leave, so maybe it's more of a vacation. He is a 27-year officer. I think that the person that incited, started it, and was unruly in the first place was Tyreek Hill. But I stated that already, and you guys already know that. But continuing on with Quick Hits, because we want to continue on with the show. Two adults were shot in the head with kids in a car in Chicago. Let's get to it.
Well, Karen, that woman was shot in the head. The man, we were told, shot in the eye. He is a 21-year-old man. Police have not said if this attack was targeted or random. In the meantime, they are continuing to look for the person responsible. A neighborhood on edge after shots ring out.
Very disturbing. Yeah. I heard screams. Oh, this is terrible. I'm shook up right now. This is terrible.
The violence erupted around 5:20 this afternoon in Chicago's Avalon Park neighborhood. That's when witnesses tell investigators that it was as a vehicle traveled in the 1600 block of East 87th Street that an unknown gunman approached the car and opened fire. A woman was driving with a 21-year-old man and two children inside. Both adults were shot in the head and rushed to the area hospital. The Chicago Fire Department says the children were treated at the scene and not transported.
I feel sorry for the kids.
Yeah.
And I hope the young lady makes it through.
The car ended up crashing into a light pole near Stony Island Avenue. It's believed the attacker ran away on foot. Now, police did have the area cordoned off. They were looking for that individual that they believe responsible for committing the violence. In the meantime, the police have not said what the relationship is between the man and the woman or the children that the fire department said were in that vehicle. So we're still trying to suss that part out. Many of the detectives were still on site gathering evidence, hoping that some security cameras in the area will help lead them to clues that will help them get these individuals who are responsible.
So we all know that the individuals, if there's even individuals or there's one person at all, is not going to be caught. That's just standard procedure over there in Chicago. Also, on top of that, it's unfortunate because it's a woman that's driving with a man. It's a strong possibility that she don't even know what the heck is going on, or maybe she just with the guy, or y'all harboring fugitives. And so they decided to take some street justice out on it. The kids are ultimately the ones that's going to pay for the sins of their fathers. We know that, and their parents, okay? And then last but not least, this is what y'all get when y'all don't want a strong police presence and y'all don't support police officers. So on one hand, you know, you got the Tyreek Hill situation where it's an extreme situation, whereas you're dealing with a celebrity, but y'all don't want strong policing. Y'all don't want aggressiveness. Y'all want to be pity-patted and told and make you feel good. On the other end, you're trying to depend on the police in order to keep you safe in your own neighborhoods. Which one you want? Because see, you not Tyreek Hill. And you don't have a powerful agent that's going to make sure that he defends you because he making money off of you. And your neighborhoods is in shambles. So while you sitting here making sure that you hold and esteem Tyreek Hill, your neighborhoods is falling apart because the same thing that you advocating for him don't work for you in your neighborhood. Let's continue. And then last but not least, Diddy is ordered to pay $100 million to a man in Michigan. Check it out.
A Michigan inmate has been awarded $100 million in his civil lawsuit against infamous music mogul Sean Diddy Combs. The judgment was issued to 51-year-old Derek Lee Cardello Smith yesterday. He accuses Diddy of drugging and sexually assaulting him at a party in Detroit back in 1997. Combs did not appear for the hearing in that case yesterday, and the judge made a default judgment and also issued a temporary restraining order against Combs.
How you issue a restraining order against Combs for a man that's in prison? Let's continue.
Smith is currently serving time in Muskegon Heights for an unrelated conviction, and some are calling this the largest judgment awarded to a current inmate in state history. Now, Diddy's attorney is responding to our request for comment, writing in part, Mr. Combs has never heard of him, let alone been served with any lawsuit. Mr. Combs looks forward to having this judgment swiftly dismissed.
So Diddy was never served. This inmate is in prison, and then he files a $100 million lawsuit. The judge just automatically gives him a default judgment. And now Diddy got to go back and have this dismiss or appeal it or do whatever it is that he got to do as a result of it. You know, some of this is just crazy. A lot of this is just dumb. It's a money grab, and shame on the judge. Y'all really need to get involved in the judicial process and making sure that y'all vote accordingly, because these judges are out of control. It's a Michigan judge that gave a inmate a $100 million default judgment from an accusation from 1997. And Diddy is like, or at least his attorneys is like, we ain't never heard of homie. Y'all know how far Muskegon Heights is away from Detroit? He said, we ain't even never heard it. Who is this guy? 97? When? Where? Why? How? So, yeah, man, I think that these judges need to be held accountable. I think that the judges and the judicial system just need to be overhauled completely. I think we need to go back to the drawing board, start all over, figure out where we went wrong, redo things, throw away all of the laws in family court, get rid of child support, get rid of alimony, get rid of all of this nonsense, allow for prenuptial agreements to be able to stand. Don't then let women use child support in the form of alimony. I think that we need to stop these frivolous lawsuits, throw everything away, and abolish this multi-billion dollar industry that basically supports, on the backs of taxpayers and citizens, that basically support these judges, lawyers, and everybody that's in these bodies. This is one of the reasons why we need to drain the swamp. That's just my personal opinion. This is one of the reasons why we need so much overhauling here in the United States of America. Okay, so Diddy did whatever it is that he had to do as far as him getting back and forth with Cassie. Got you. Him and Cassie clash. What does that have to do with all of these hanger-ons? And I hate ambulance chasers. Ambulance chasers are some of the worst people in society. And they chase ambulances. They get rich as a result of it. They mess up the insurance industry. They mess up the industry that they're in. It then sets a precedent for people to come behind them and do some of the same things. And how could you even think about, even remotely, somebody? It was a guy in Chicago that I did a quick hit on, or it wasn't even a quick hit. It was about the Chicago budget. And it was a guy that served unjustly because he wasn't guilty. He served 10 years of a $35 million sentence unjustly. He only got $50 million from the Chicago police. He got $50 million for unjustly serving 10 years and being falsely accused and convicted for a crime that he didn't commit. Gave up 10 years of his life from 18 to 28. He got $50 million from the Chicago police, but a judge just give a default judgment to an accusation that's unfounded from somebody that never even served you for a guy in prison for $100 million. Tell me that the justice system ain't broken.